This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch. We've all heard that before. Maybe it was a grandparent, a parent. Maybe we're passing that on to our own kids and grandkids. And what does this mean for our finances? How do we keep from counting our chickens before they hatch in our nest egg? See what we did there? Pretty cute. Well, you're going to find out today, Scott McLean and Financial Insanity. Out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. So, Scott, what do you think of when you hear don't count your chickens before they hatch as it applies to retirement income?
So not as it applies to my farm.
Yeah.
All right. So obviously you heard noise from our farm, but the neatest thing is, you know, we all depend on income coming in when you're in retirement or nearing retirement. I had a phone call today from a couple that just moved to Green Cove Springs, Florida, and this couple is trying to plan the retirement. So counting your chickens before they hatch is, we definitely want to have a nice income, but what if something happens? What if you get sick and disabled and you, what if you retire? What if you get fired? When we talk about Social Security, of course, are you thinking about, well, what if my spouse takes it first and I take mine later? Great option. But on the other side of the coin, when you're thinking about taking your Social Security, what if your spouse dies and you lose that option? So when you're planning for Social Security, the biggest challenge I find is they don't look at holistically looking, I call it the three-legged stool, your Social Security, your current investments, and your retirement investments, or maybe your pension. And you must really delve into questions like that when you're planning your retirement, because you're trying to count your chickens before they hatch. But what if something happens? So you need to ask a lot of different variables. I think this is very, very important, Alex.
Absolutely. And Scott, when we're talking specifically about Social Security and not counting your chickens before they hatch, the easy thing to think about is the cost of living adjustment. And this is made each year. And I hear you laughing. And
it's going up.
Yeah. Well, we got an estimate from the Senior Citizens League. And no, that's not, the softball league or anything. But there could be a 9.6% increase in Social Security payments next year. But we don't want to just assume that and make plans based on that, right, Scott?
No, I would run the numbers just for giggles. I would really think about 7 to 9%. Now, they're saying about 8.7 or perhaps 9. So again, counting the chickens before the hatch, just be glad they have Social Security. Be glad that if you're taking it now, you're getting Social Security. But use that in your numbers if you want. Just use a quick thing. Maybe an extra average is about an extra $150 plus or minus to 10 bucks. It's about 150 bucks is the average.
Well, and you know, there's still a lot of data to be collected and before that official COLA is announced. So that could all go down. And as far as counting on Social Security for income, I mean, how much should we be counting on that as we move forward?
Well, you need to really, if you're listening right now, grab yourself a pen, paper, or pencil. If you simply go to Social Security, you need to know your numbers. I could throw all sorts of numbers out there, but that'd be like a doctor giving you a prescription for a ailment you don't have. But I think the first part is to really go to socialsecurity.gov. And it's called My Account. You can actually log in if you haven't done it before and watch your numbers, watch your income. They could be wrong. My Social Security. Go Google that. Upload, download the information. You can get your report right away. And I think this is very important for those of you that are divorced. And maybe you should take your husband's or your wife's, or I should say your significant other, prior significant other. Take their Social Security. So should you or shouldn't you take their Social Security and let yours be delayed? This is very important. This report, go to mysocialsecurity.gov. I think it's called socialsecurity.gov and then my account. Download that report. If you can't get your report, you need to call Social Security. You need that report before you start counting your chickens, as we spoke about, because you could be way off. Your report could be wrong. Very important.
If you have questions, Scott may have answers for you. You can reach Scott and his team, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Another area here where this lesson comes into play on how your retirement income is going to be taxed. Don't want to necessarily look at account balances and assume that's the amount we get to spend in retirement. Tell us, Scott, taxes, the impact that's going to have on retirement.
Alex, this is so important if you're listening right now, why your advisor should be looking at your tax returns or asking you questions on an annual basis. Why? Because 1 year, your Social Security may not be taxed at all because of the marginal tax bracket. And the Social Security could be totally tax-free. And then all of a sudden, you hit a wonderful age, let's say 72. You've received tax-free Social Security, and now because you're taking your required minimum distributions from your investments, it's now taxed up to, drum roll please, that's right, 85%. 85% it can be taxed up to. This is why the tax returns is critical to look at when you're planning heading into retirement or while you're in retirement. And this is not an Einstein deal. It's very, very, it's very simple, especially if your advisor has been doing it for years. I'm sure your tax preparer has been doing taxes for years, but their job is not to guide you. Their job is to do the taxes. This is where your financial advisor, preferably a fiduciary that's looking for your best interest. If you're not, you're looking at the wrong, you're looking at the wrong neighborhood. And for those do-it-yourselfers, you need to pay attention to Social Security and how it's taxed. Now, to put the whole picture together, like you said, Alex, you've got your 401k, 403b, perhaps you have a 457. Maybe you have a defined contribution plan. How is that taxed? That's called ordinary income. So when you're pulling money out of those vehicles, perhaps you have other vehicles, let's say a non-qualified account, a joint account, maybe money you've been saving on the side. When you design your retirement for efficiency, tax efficiency, as well as less taxation, perhaps your spouse's lights are going dim, which account should you use? Perhaps your spouse is now disabled and you're pulling money to pay for a in-home nursing. You see, Alex, how many choices there are. So I'm talking on the radio to you, you listeners right now, I'm speaking to you because you have choices to make and everybody is not cookie cutter. I hate financial planning shows where they give you what to do, but everybody's not the same. You know, if you want some ideas or some thoughts or some concerns, please don't put this off because when you make a choice for Social Security, when you turn on your pension plan and make choices for pension, when you start pulling money out of your accounts, which account do you pull it out from? This is why it's important. Write this down. This is, please, please do yourself a favor. Write this down. Ready? 609-488-4646. Write this down. 609-488-4646, because I'll be able to help guide you. You give me a call off the air at our radio station here, 609-488-4646, because you might have questions, and I guarantee you I will have answers. Why do I say guarantee? Because if I don't, I'll find them out for you. How's that? Or I'll lead you to someone who can, because this is something you're making a decision to retire. You look at all your investment accounts and how, where, how much do you pull out of your accounts so you can minimize taxes.
Well, and Scott, the whole topic today, talking about not counting chickens before they hatch, is all about not making assumptions, not assuming you're going to be okay or that you're going to be, you know, not okay. And
you're right.
And this is where, Scott, bringing you in, bringing in a professional, whether it's a first or a second or a third opinion, but just that right. You don't want to make these assumptions. And you alluded to it, but there's just so many details and so many codes and so many rules and tax rates change all the time, and how do you stay ahead of these things? And so you're not just being reactive. And these are all things that you can either think about, or you can invest some time with someone to think about that for you.
Well, right? Alex, you said the word reactive, and I think that's a very powerful question, because most of us are reactive. It's like, I want to go get something in the store. You go to McDonald's, you buy food that's maybe not that healthy for you. You're reactively going to fill your hanger tank. Or I think my daughter calls me sometimes when I don't eat. You want to make a quick answer, but that quick answer could cause more ailments, more challenges, more problems. So you want to be proactive, not reactive. And this is a big point, counting your chickens before they hatch. Well, things do change. So you could plan now, but maybe later on in life, another 2 or 3 months, all of a sudden, I'll give you a case in point your child has taken sick. And I'm not being doom and gloomer here early in the morning, but your child has taken sick, and perhaps maybe now you have to take care of the grandkids. Maybe now your retirement has changed. Maybe now you are putting the grandkids, and now you're raising the grandkids. I know I have several clients like this. They're about to retire, and all of a sudden now they become, like, I should say, parents, but now they're grandparents. But now the tax return changed because now they have some different exemptions. This is not a set it and forget it deal. This is not a deal where your advisor meets with you one time and over the phone or on Zoom or in person, and you're done. This is a plan that's fluid. Alex, we spoke in one of our shows about a financial plan. Anytime you put a financial plan is, to me, ridiculous if it's for your life, because it's not stagnant. It's for that point in time, and then that's set. But things change. So a financial plan, you pay a financial planner to put a plan together, and today the plan looks wonderful, but 6 months down the line, the plan has changed. You pay all that money, but life has changed. This is why I think it's crazy to put a financial plan and put a period at the end of that word financial plan, because it is a moving target. Life is a moving target, as we all know.
Scott, if someone's sitting there, they have questions about Social Security, or they have questions about taxes in retirement, or how to generate retirement income, or if they just simply think, you know what, I've had one person looking at my stuff, maybe I need a second person, a second set of eyes, what should folks out there do?
That makes sense to get a second set of eyes, whether it's with our firm here at McLean Advisory in Waretown, New Jersey, which we've been doing, a proud supporter of WBNJ for so many years because we're able to educate people. But get someone who can take a look at your stuff holistically, which is why I said in the beginning of the show, go to your Social Security, ssa.gov, download your Social Security report. Then, of course, when you meet with a second opinion or third opinion, or obviously you'll give us a call at our studio, 609-488-4646, to help guide you through these many, many decisions you're making that you think it's a simple decision, but simplicity, I call it the disease of ease. It seems simple, but it could not be simple. So this is important to give us a call if we can help you off the air at our station here for any kind of questions you might have. We'd love to help you as we've been doing now for 41 years, I guess now, Alex.
Scott welcomes you to try that number. Also, if you would rather go to the website, it is simply the phone number with .com at the end. So 609-488-4646.com.
How simple is that?
Pretty darn easy. And yeah. You are listening to Financial Insanity, Out of the Box Thinking for Your Financial Sanity. More with Scott coming up.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. 4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Put your positive hat on. Let's have a call to come to Jesus meet. Let's have a real live discussion. Let's get somewhere and put a game plan together.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Fewer than one in four Americans think their current retirement lifestyle aligns with what they planned for their retirement to be. Turns out it's one thing to dream about retirement. It's another thing to live in retirement every day. This is Financial Insanity. Scott McLean, McLean Advisor Group. I'm Alex Dingman. If you hear something today and you have questions, you can call the number 609-488-4646. That is 609-488-4646. Scott, what do you think about that? Surprising? Probably not, right? That people...
dreams versus reality?
The lavish dreams. Yeah, and what actually
happened. I was thinking about dreams and reality. I know when I was water skiing when I was a young little rat many years ago in Florida, my whole dream was, of course, to go to Cypress Gardens. I was a very good water skier. I competed all over the South. And here it is, February 14th at our high school, a Valentine's Day dance. And I'm... dancing up a storm. I did those splits where you fall down and you make a knee split and you jump back up. Well, I didn't jump back, cracked the top of my kneecap. As I was heading to Cypress Gardens, they accepted me, my dream. Well, it's not a reality, although it could have been, but things come in our way. Things came in my way. And that was, of course, a busted kneecap. That was really enjoyable. You watch these football players, Alex. I was watching that football game just last week where the guy's running the ball. And of course, the guy falls down and his ankle twisted one way. And you could hear, I mean, it was just like I could feel the pain. Reality and dreams. Yes, he made the pros, but he can't play in the playoffs because he has no more tendons are all busted up. You know, we all have this vision of retirement. Martin Luther King, just recently, as you remember, we celebrated. What a brilliant young man, had dreams and he had visions. If we don't have dreams and visions, we lose hope. So number one, we have to have that dream. So we've got to have that. Not poo-pooing anybody out there. Everybody wants to be a millionaire, but no one wants to work 50, 60, 70 hours a week. Many of us do that. Many people want cake and ice cream and candy. They don't want calories. So we have these dreams and visions. The question is, when it comes to finances and when it comes to your money, it's the same thing. You mentioned in one of our segments, we spoke about having a coach. And there's nothing worse, like myself, you know to work out. Everybody knows working out. Everybody knows they need to work out. Number one, if you read the AARP latest article, was heart disease is number one killer. And here we are. Stuff on our face. I'm talking to me.
look in the mirror.
We're looked and are they working out? Dreams versus reality. What is the vision and the focus you want for your retirement? When I meet with everybody, that is the goal. And of course, dreams versus reality. Alex, you couldn't have said it better because we wanted to turn into reality.
Sure.
Well, what's the game plan? What's the plan? I call it the McLean plan, the clean plan of getting to exercise what you want. And that's, again, it requires not just a dream. It needs to be focused.
Well, and a point there is great to dream, but you can also plan to accomplish those dreams. And that's where Scott can step in and you can dream with Scott so that hopefully that does become your reality in retirement. 609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. McLean Advisory Group, Jersey Shore, here to help. Now, here we got some more audio for you. Dr. David Eckert taught about aging and retirement at the University of Kansas for 44 years. I bet you guys could get in a room, have some pretty good talks. And he wrote about his transition to retirement in the Wall Street Journal. And he talked about how he knows intellectually what's going to happen in retirement, living through it a different thing altogether. And we actually had the chance to speak with him nearly 2 years into retirement, and here's some audio. He said one of the biggest surprises is how he feels about his use of time now.
In my case, I was a professor, and I had to teach these classes, and I had to attend these meetings, and in other words, meet these time commitments. But really, the relaxation came from taking pressure off of myself in order to have, as many people do, a successful career, you put pressure on yourself to attempt things and try things and learn things and you know, go for opportunities. And when I no longer had to do that, that was the thing that really, really relaxed me. It doesn't matter now what time in the morning I start my walk or what time in the afternoon I decide to finish the crossword puzzle. Time is much less a pressing thing for me.
Wow. I really felt relaxed just kind of as he was finishing that thought, just thinking about it doesn't matter what time I have the coffee in the morning. Because right now it's just, you know, you're up and you're slamming a couple cups and you're taking the dog out and whatever you might be doing. But
you're right,
man, it really framed it up nicely there.
He did. I think many people out there, they think of retirement, they rush. Here's retirement. And now they retire. But they didn't put another step in place. I've talked about this so often, is the next step is place. Okay, what are you going to do when you retire? What's your next game plan? What's your next goal? Everyone has purpose. Whether it's purpose to wake up and go work out, or purpose to go help somebody, purpose to go serve in your church or your community. What's the purpose that will turn you on to make you want to get up and rock and roll versus the purpose to grab the clicker and watch Bob Barker on TV? What's the purpose? What can you get out of life? I like the saying I keep telling people, I want to create history. I don't want to read about history. I want to know what I'm going to do. What can I change? What can I impact? How can I help people? You know, Alex, I don't know if you might. My anniversary is coming up in the month of March,
cool.
Which will be my 42nd year, heading into my 43rd year in this industry.
Not bad.
And I think about it, holy bananas, that went daggum quick. And I'm thinking, I got another 40 years along Lord Terry's. I don't know what my purpose would be if I wasn't able to help people. And I say that it's not about the money. I do enjoy money. I don't worship it, never did. But I really enjoy watching people's faces, like just the other day when I was helping someone retire and they didn't think they had enough for retirement, Alex. And they came in, the husband and wife came in, and their face was almost like disgruntled. And we spoke about just this subject. I'll never forget it when they said, well, Scott, can we retire? And we looked at their Social Security, we looked at their savings, we looked at their pension. And I had them do their budget, which I talked so often about, it right with me in our office. And I said, well, based on what you need $3,200 a month. And they said, yes, Scott. I said, well, you want to know the good news? He says, yeah. I said, you're bringing in from your Social Security and from your pension, you're bringing in $3,000. Your deficit is $2,000. Your tax bracket will bring it down to zero, so you'll have no federal or state taxes. You should have seen their face. It went from dismal to just absolutely display of elegance. We can do this. Yeah. And based on your retirement savings, even though they had a very small retirement savings, that meant they would not get $3,200, the $200 they're missing, but they had up to $4,000, an extra $1,000 a month they could pull out of their accounts and not lose a spot. There was our inflationary stop drop. There was our guarantee. I could have a guaranteed income for the rest of my life. So watching someone dream about it and then someone getting together and walking them through that valley. Some of you are going through the valley of shadow of no hope, and you need that, maybe that light. But there's other of you who are probably in that no hope. Maybe you need to change. Maybe you need to have a different game plan. I can tell you, we've dealt with all sorts of people. There's another better. My people perish because what? Well, lack of vision. So maybe you need someone to help create that vision so you can have retirement in the next journey of your life, new occupation, new trial. And I think that's what's being missed. I can tell you that's what's being missed when I talk to so many people on a daily basis. What's their dream? What's their reality? Can we get there? What are they going to do? Are they going to invest and enjoy the kids or not? And I think that's important here, Alex. By the way, if you're listening to me right now, let me help you out. I can tell you one thing. There's nothing better than what's the next step? What do we have to do? What can I offer others rather than yourself? And it comes alive.
The number 609-488-4646. If you have questions, Scott may have answers for you. 609-488-4646. He may be able to help you have those retirement dreams become a reality. Yeah. More from Dr. Eckert here, as the transition into all that free time can create some conflicted feeling for retirees. Dr. Eckert says he's experienced that internal conflict as well.
As I put it, I have two angels on my shoulder. One angel whispers in my ear, relax, take it easy. The other angel whispers in my ear, shouldn't you be doing something right now?
That's hilarious. I used that the angel devil analogy earlier. Man,
I have that too.
Man, me and the doctor thinking alike. I'm feeling good about myself here. But but isn't that true? Because, yeah, that sounds all well and good. But if you're a disciplined person, you're somebody, you're a hard worker, you're used to having that schedule, aren't you going to feel a little guilty too if you don't have much to do?
Yeah, I do. And I have that same feeling. My best friend in Jacksonville, he calls me up, when are you going to retire, buddy? I'm out here relaxing, having a beer with my buddies around the fire. I said, Dale, I love you to death, but I'm relaxing sitting with people. I don't know if that's the definition of retirement, doing what you love. He likes hanging out, doing things. We're totally opposite, yet we're best friends. And then yin and yang, I guess.
Right.
I'm not sure. I do have that pressure in my mind to keep producing. Maybe that's my parents' luckily, we're alcoholics, and then, of course, stopped drinking. I got to see both sides. Maybe my alcoholism is my work. I love what I do. It just gets me excited to help touch families. But I don't know about what you're out there listening, what your excitement is. I have a friend who's a tremendous – I have a landscape company in the Long Beach Island area. He's got a tremendous business. He keeps – wanting to retire. He looks at me, he says, Scott, I'm going to retire. I said, you're full of crap. He looks at me, his wife's cracking up. I said, I bet you're thinking about buying another company. He said, well, I kind of was. I said, so stop playing with yourself. Either you're going to buy a company or not buy a company, because you're not going to retire. His wife is cracking up. We're in the office together. I won't say their name yet. I didn't get their permission. Lovely couple, building a tremendous landscape company, and yet he's talking about retirement. I don't know. I can't guide him. I can't help him, because I'm on that side of the fence. I just don't know what I would do unless I just kept talking to people and loving on people. That gets me excited. How about you out there? What is your dream? What is your real reality? I think about that. What does retirement look like to you? It doesn't need to be my vision. It needs to be your vision. I remember Psychology Today talks about dreams are more real than anyone ever thought. You're thinking about them. You're waking up. You're thinking about them, and it's leading you somewhere. Maybe, just maybe, what are you thinking about? What you think may come real.
609-488-4646. If you want those dreams become a reality in retirement, Scott may be able to help. 609-488-4646 @a.com at the end for the website. And we're going to talk more about retirement dreams versus reality here in just a bit. Don't go anywhere. This is Financial Insanity. Out of the box thinking for your financial sanity.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McLean from McLean Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McLean Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McLean Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.
And when you pay down debt, you don't pay down the highest interest rate. The biggest mistake is you pay the highest interest rate card when you should do the snowball effect of paying down debt.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Unfortunately, fewer than one in four Americans think their current retirement lifestyle aligns with what they planned for their retirement to be. So discussing that today, it's one thing to dream about retirement, a whole nother thing to live in retirement every day. Here with Scott McLean of McLean Advisory Group, this is Financial Insanity. If you hear something, if you have questions, the number 609-488-4646. So Dr. David Eckert taught about aging and retirement for more than four decades at the University of Kansas, retired himself a couple of years ago. He says one of the many factors we have to consider when it comes to retirement, not only how we're going to spend our own time, but what happens if we have a spouse who is retiring with us?
You know, I married him for better or worse, but not for lunch.
That's pretty good. What do you think of any truth to that, Scott?
I love it. I love it. I'll never forget. Dad called me. I was in the my old office in Toms River, New Jersey, and he called me up and he said, "Son, I retired." I said, "Well, that's great, Dad. I'm so happy for you." He goes, "Yeah, but I took a job." "But Dad, you didn't need to. You had plenty of money. You have great income, son. I have to get away from your mom." And I didn't know how to process that. I swear to you, I never understood. I was right. A lot younger than I am now, obviously. And I said, "Well, Dad, are you okay? Y'all are all right?" He said, "Oh, I love your mother to death. I just can't stand being around her 24/7. I said, "Well, what?" He goes, "Son, I took a job and I just love doing something. And I just did not want to just be around her. I couldn't do it." I didn't understand that. And as I now morphed into my age now, I'm an old bat right now. And you know what? Can I be around my spouse? I think a lot of people who are about to retire, they want to have that beautiful we did a show, I think you remember, Alex, Reality, Dreams versus Reality. And I think one of the things is we want to be go out, have fun, do what we want, when we want, whenever we want. That's retirement. Okay, great. But did we think about some of the evils, some of the deadly causes, not just my dad saying that to me because he was jokingly, but serious.
Yeah.
Like the doctor, good doctor says, well, can we be around that person that long? Some people can. And man, I am just so happy for you. Other people just need a sense of purpose or be around different people. And that doesn't make you a bad person.
No.
And I think I hear a lot of people, everybody's so different. But one of the things I'm going to help you guys with, I want to bring this up in this short time we have, is those of you that are about to retire and you maybe you're about to maybe push some buttons saying, okay, I want to retire. What does it look like? Number one, you need to calculate your income. And then if your spouse is younger than you, calculate medical costs. That's a real, real challenge. Then you need also, what is our expenses going to be and what kind of trips you want? These are serious conversations you need to have. So let me tell you what the definition of serious is. Both of you have a couple glasses of wine, relax, and then start talking about it. So at least the juices will get flowing. You'll be excited. But again, you got to talk about reality. Do we have enough money to retirement, our Social Security benefits? Because a lot of time when you do Social Security, pension planning, or retirement planning, the question is, what happens if? No one wants to talk about if the husband dies, will the wife be able to live on that same income or less? If the wife dies, will the husband be able to live on that? And so I think that's the biggest challenge I find when it comes to planning. But the first thing is, what are you guys going to do together? What's your game plan?
And here's some good news from Dr. David Ecker. We've been hearing from him throughout the show, an expert in aging and retirement, as he taught this for over four decades and retired himself in 2020. So really an expert now in the subject, yeah. I'd say. But he says during his research of how people act in retirement, how they adapt to retirement, he found that there won't be any serious effects on a marriage. He says there will be adjustments to make, but these things won't actually threaten your marriage.
People really actually look forward to retirement as a time that they can finally spend together after decades of raising children and marching off to work. Now they can enjoy one another's together and engage in activities that they would like to explore.
Yeah, so I think that's the flip side, Scott. There's one thing, you know, it can definitely be true of, crud, we're staring at each other all day now, and, you know, we're not used to having to entertain each other all the time. But the other thing is, but we do have this time now on the weekends or during the week where we can go on those trips, or we can go out to dinner more, and we can date again, and that kind of thing. And so that time really does, free up for you in that way, and that can be positive. Well, and Scott, when you're dealing with a couple, I know the answer to this, but how is it, you alluded to this, but the importance of communication about expectations, goals for retirements. We're talking about dreams versus reality today, and just how important is that to get a couple in to talk this through? They want to talk with themselves, but also somebody like you that can help guide them as well.
I like to talk about what they envision retirement, or what they envision the next 3 to 5 years look like. I don't want to go out too far because it's too hard to think too far out. But what does it look like? What does it feel like? How much time are you going to spend with the kids or grandkids? Or are you going to spend that time? Maybe they don't have any children. Maybe they have themselves, their family, their friends. And so I want to know what it looks like. I want to know their feelings. I want to see what juices them. I want to find out what their favorite trips was or vacation was or places to visit that they want to travel. Then that leads into the money. It's not money leads into that. It's they pretty much paint the picture. Like those of you listening right now, you think about painting the picture. What would it look like to retire? I'm a hypocrite right now because I frankly don't know what my retirement would look like except helping people, going home, seeing my kid, family, talking to them, and then going back to help other people. Maybe I'm messed up. Maybe I need some help. But that for me at this point.
A topic for a different day, Scott.
Exactly.
We'll talk about you later, okay?
But I think everybody has that vision what it looks like for them. I've been self-employed my entire life. Well, I lied. I worked at UPS when I was going to college. I worked there from 1 a.m. till 6 a.m. And then I ended up going to college, and then from 8 to 11 or 12. And then I went to pump gas from 2 to 4. And then of course, studied. So I guess it's been inbred to me because that's what I've been doing my whole life. I don't know anything different. But for those of you who have been employed 20, 40 hours a week, I've got people coming in. They can't wait to retire. They either hate their new boss, or they hate the younger people are ticking them off because they're sitting there with the cell phones at work and not doing what the older people are watching this happen, getting ticked off. And how come they can text all day long and barely do any work? And the older people, and I'm not picking on just young people, by the way, but it's a different breed out there. And I just hear this over and over again. Maybe that's why they want to retire. So what's it going to look like for you? And I think that's the hardest part. Where do you want to go? What does it look like? And then I remember going to a Tony Robbins workshop. Maybe you take up a sport. Maybe you take up a golf. Maybe the people these days are playing this pickleball, which is number one sport of all the seniors who are heading into that world. They're going to try pickleball. And even though you're not athletic, maybe you're going to try Mahjong, and you're going to try something different and fall in love with something so outrageously fun that life just starts to go 100 miles an hour like it did when I was 18 years old, and here I am, 64 years old. So life goes very quick, Alex. You're a youngster. I think you see that. But when you're my age, you'll say, wow, Scotty was right. Look how quick it's been. So enjoy the time now. And then again, put a game plan together.
Great advice. 609-488-4646. If you need help getting a game plan put together, 609-488-4646. And we know this, that women statistically outlive men by about 6 years. So you're going to have a lot of wives outliving their husbands in retirement. I'm sure that you see this. And how does that come up in retirement planning? I mean, is this something that you discuss with couples?
Alex, if I'm talking to anybody out there who's couples, and this was just today, and I'm looking at the couple, and I found out he had an income, a nice, beautiful pension of $5,200 a year, worked in the government sector for all his life, and his wife had a pension income was $2,200, and she was a teacher. Well, when I asked the cuss question, here's the cuss question. So, Bill, if you passed away, how much of the $5,200 does your wife get? And he said to me, well, she gets $1,000 a month. Whoa, whoa, whoa. $1,000? He said, yeah. Okay. And then I asked Jane, I said, Jane, let me ask you a question. Of the $2,200 a month, how much does Bill get? Well, he'll get $500. So instantly, I'm thinking to myself, whoa, you're going from $7,400 of income, and all of a sudden it's going to change like a flicker in the night, like a light going out. You're living on this large. They had hardly any savings at all. They were banking on Social Security and the pension. And they said, well, Scott, we have such a great income. Should we buy another house? No. Scott, should we have this place with my sister. We're going to buy it, and we're going to go ahead and then flip it in another couple of years. What should we do? If you can make a profit, take it now. I think you need to focus on you and your husband, nobody else. My concern, and they had no life insurance, and he was not healthy. These are questions that are hard to ask, so I try to ask them in a different way to make it more direct but not so uncomfortable. But
right.
I'd rather have you uncomfortable now than your spouse pass away and now there's no hope.
Talk about this, Scott? You know, how come we didn't plan for this? You know, what am I supposed to do now?
You're right. And I did ask him that question. I said, Bill, baby, let me ask you a question. When you chose the $5,200, why did you choose the $1,000 for your spouse? He goes, we needed the money. Now, I'm not here to judge. I just need to find out why.
Exactly.
When I asked his wife, I said, Jane, let me ask you something. Why did you pick the $2,200? Well, he's giving me less. I'm going to give him less. What? So now I didn't judge it. I just have to process it on, okay, how can I help them out and help them understand we need to start really putting a safety net together that in the event you pass away, maybe we need to put a house into a trust. Your taxes will be changed because you'll have a lesser of a tax return, which would be nice. Perhaps we need to hide the house if either one of you stay remaining alive, but your lights go dim, Alzheimer's, dementia. How much cash are we going to burn? And will you be out of money? And will the cat food train start to meow, come alive? And I'm concerned about what kind of lifestyle you have, not just now, but in the future. So that's, again, a question for now. Again, the dream for the next 2 to 3 to 5 years, what are you going to do? And then the game plan is, okay, well, let's talk about money. And that's where the rubber meets the road.
Great cat impersonation, by the way, Scott. That was spot on. 609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. It's been great talking retirement dreams versus reality. And when we come back, we still have to put Scott to the test. Love doing this. We've got a round of retirement trivia coming up next.
Oh, this will be fun.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Retirement planning, investment planning is a two-way street. It's got to meet. I need to understand the good, bad, and ugly you've been through so we can avoid those issues. This, to me, is very important.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group.
Time now to have some fun putting Scott to the test. A little bit of retirement trivia. All right, man. Hope you're ready. We're going to focus on taxes. So that should be...
Oh, I love paying taxes. Everybody out there loves paying taxes.
That's one of your favorite topics. So, Scott, the federal income tax, when was it created? Your options, 1776. That's a good year. 1804, 1861, 1913. When was the federal income tax created?
You know, Alex, that is really unfair. And I'm thinking about it because I was leaning maybe, 1817, 1804. I know that the one of the amendments, the 16th Amendment. I don't know the year. I know there was some changes in the tax law where you see some debates right now fighting the tax law, saying it was never really voted on. This is why you hear some people saying, I don't need to pay my taxes. It was never finally finalized. But I'm going to go with 1913.
Well, the actual answer, C, 1861. But here, you're on the right track. President Lincoln signing the Revenue Act in 1861 imposed the first ever federal income tax to generate funds for the Civil War. Now, it was repeared 10 years later, and then in 1913, the 16th Amendment established the federal income tax system we know today. So
am I right or wrong?
You're wrong. All right, Scott, you're wrong. All right, but I'm being nice. You were close, all right?
All right. I'll go with it. But by the way, 1913 is when it was enacted, 1913.
There you go. Right.
I just pulled that up on Mr. Google. Google knows everything. It says about 400 pages. So maybe I can give me a half a point on that.
Well, all right. If you want half a point, Scott, you get half a point. All right.
I'll take a half.
All right. Question number two. What was the first tax deadline when the modern federal income tax was established? So the first tax deadline, we know it now to be what?
April 16th, 17th. Okay. They keep changing.
Yeah, I was going to say it, and then I was like, well, it was different this year. Anyways, the options, January 1, February 14, March 1, April 1. What was the first tax deadline?
I'm going to say March.
That is C, March 1, my friend. You got to trust your gut, man. And so that was the original deadline.
That was a guess.
Either way, that was the original deadline back in 1913. Now, it only took 6 years for the government to say, maybe we should give them till the 15th. So they actually pushed it to March 15th, and it stayed there until 1955. And then the IRS said, hey, we need another month. You know, since there's only four people that work there, they were like, you know what, let's get another month. And so they pushed it. So there you go.
I did guess for a listening audience. I'm not as brilliant as Alex is, but he has the answers and I don't.
I was going to say, pretty easy. Looking right at him. All right. This is just a simple true or false, Scott. If you have any questions, Scott can help you out. The number for Scott, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. So this true or false.
They can't ask me trivia questions. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's not cool. No. True or false? The job of tax preparer is female dominated. True or false?
Now that's a really, really low blow because, in all fairness, if I say it's male, I'll get yelled at because obviously one sector of the courses think I'm biased towards male or female. I'm going to say it's female. But because I just got to pull that out of my tailpipe, I'm thinking female dominated because what the heck? I mean, these women, frankly, I love, if you look at my office, we have a lot of women working here. They're sharp. They're on their game. I love working with them. And my field is dominated. So I'm going to say women just because I have a lot of them in my office. But again, I don't have a preference.
You are right, Scott. That is true. So we have online research from Zipia finding 65% of all tax preparers are women. Now, also, average age for tax preparer, although we would never ask, is 47, and the majority are located in New York and Chicago. We got time for it. Let's do extra credit. Let's do a little bonus round here, okay? Final question for you, Scott. And if you are out there and you have questions, 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646 is the number. All right. American symbol Uncle Sam, allegedly based on who? Is it A, businessman Sam Wilson, B, founding father Samuel Adams, C, General Sam Houston, or D, Sam I Am from Green Eggs and Ham?
Wow, I love Green Eggs and Ham. That's my favorite book. I could even read that. I don't know if that's the one, so we'll get rid of D.
Yeah, it's probably not.
I think that was D, right?
Yeah, that was D.
General Houston, nah, he was too busy fighting wars. It's between Samuel Adams and Wilson.
But we know what Samuel Adams looks like because he's on the locker, right?
Yeah.
So is that the same person as the Uncle Sam?
I like the Samuel Adams wheat beer. I'm going to go with Samuel Adams. I like him.
Okay. Well, you might like him. It is actually A, Sam Wilson. So not Samuel Adams. It is businessman Sam Wilson. Actually, businessman during the War of 1812. He supplied barrels of beef to the army. They were stamped U.S. to indicate government property. That identification led to the widespread use of the nickname Uncle Sam for the United States. So people started saying Uncle Sam because of the U.S.
Isn't that amazing?
So there you go. Sam Wilson.
That's crazy.
Supplying
because Samuel Adams, many people out there like Samuel Adams.
Yeah.
If you're having a beer, then you can get the wrong answers like me.
But, there you go. Yeah. No problem. No problem. Well, that was fun, Scott. You did a great job. And
can I get a half a point? Isn't this the generation where you can get a medal for losing? I did say Samuel Adams. That means I got Sam part. Could I get like a quarter point maybe?
You know.
I mean, everybody gets free medals for doing nothing these days. Give me a quarter point.
I guess. You know, if it's gonna make you feel better, I don't want to ruin your day. I think we'll allow it. We're pretty soft on the rules around here. Scott, for the folks out there, this was really fun, this trivia question, but in all seriousness, if people have questions, what should they do, Scott?
I'd love to give you a couple minutes off the air, 609-488-4646. There's a lot of questions you guys are having, especially when it comes to taxes we spoke about. When it comes to your investment, should you maybe rethink your portfolio? Now is not a time to roll the dice. Or if you're rolling the dice, maybe you're lucky. But the question is, do you want to roll your dice when it comes to your investments? I'd love to help guide you. We have been an educational workshop on WBNJ for now. I think it's almost 13, 14 years. We've been a proud supporter of theirs because we're able to give educational information. And obviously myself making a fool of myself on these trivia questions. You know what? I love it. Why? Because people out there are having a trivia question in their mind saying one thing right now. What do I do? Should I put my money and bunker down and hunker down, maybe put it in some fixed guaranteed investments? Should I shift over to the income world because the growth world could shrink my monies? I'm getting these questions all the time. You know, a second opinion is very brilliant for those of you who want a fresh sense of maybe, what does McLean Advisory Group do? How do they work? We'd love to talk to you. 609-488-4646. Again, this is Scott McLean, your host, Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. 609-488-4646. And thanks for joining us today. Look forward to hearing from you guys. And again, thanks for being a supporter of WBNJ and McLean Advisory Group right around the corner in Weartown, New Jersey.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording. The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McLean from McLean Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McLean Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McLean Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.